I don't think there's been any part of America that's ever been dramatized as much in song and music as the railroads have. For some reason, people just seem to have a fascination with them. And I'd like to sing a couple of railroad songs tonight. And then for the last song, we can get you all singing, I hope.
I lie awake and listen, wonder if it's late. Wish the railroad didn't run so near, for the rattle and the clatter of that old fast freight keeps on making music in my ear. No bum again, no bum again. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, the wheels are singing on the railroad track. Well, if you go, you can't come back. Well, if you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, the wheels are singing on the railroad track. Well, if you go, you can't come back. Well, if you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. I lie awake and listen, wonder if it's late. In my dreams, I'm riding on that train. I feel my pulse beating with that old fast freight, and I thank the Lord I'm just a bum again. No bum again. No bum again. Hear the whistle blow. Whistle blow. Clickety clack, clickety clack, the wheels are singing on the railroad track. Well, if you go, you can't come back. Well, if you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back.
It's still a long way to go. I don't know why they're still giving things so long.
I know who they are over on this side, but that side I don't know. I'd like to do a song now that was written by Woody Guthrie. It's called The Lonesome Hobo Blues.
Go to sleep, you lonely hobo. Let the sorrow come and go. Can't you hear the steel rail rolling? That's the hobo's lullaby. Don't you worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow come and go. Tonight you're in a nice warm boxcar. Safe from all the rain and snow. I know the police cause you trouble. They cause trouble everywhere. But when you die and go to heaven, you won't find no policeman there. I know your clothes are torn and tattered, and your hair is turning gray. Lift your head and smile at trouble. You'll find happiness someday. Go to sleep, you lonely hobo.
Good, good. Now you want to sing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not either. So. Okay, the chorus to this song is one that I think everybody can get close to. It goes, who the heck wants money when there ain't none to be found? Don't make the good times better. Don't make the hard times bad. No, wait a minute, I just blew that myself. I don't know how I expect you to get it. Who the heck wants money when there ain't none to be had? Don't make the good times better. Don't make the hard times bad. And you find out who your friends are when you ain't got a dime. Quit trying to make the best of these hard times. Okay? Got that?
Okay, got
good.
I ain't got a nickel to call mine. The government and state has combined. They've taken all my bread and left me here for dead. We ain't even got a lousy dime. Who the heck wants money when there ain't none to be had? Don't make the good times better. It don't make the hard times bad. And you find out who your friends are when you ain't got a dime. Quit trying to make the best of these hard times. We got 15 cars and can't afford the gas. We've got a mule, but how long can she last? My manager's enraged. My banker stands there dazed. Funny how the money goes so fast. Who the heck wants money when there ain't none to be had? Don't make the good times better. It don't make the hard times bad. And you find out who your friends are when you ain't got a dime. Quit trying to make the best of these hard times. We've been broke, but we've been broke before. And being broke don't scare us anymore. My pa was broke and grandpa too. I'm still here to sing for you. We're gonna see it through, and that's for sure. Who the heck wants money when there ain't none to be had? Don't make the good times better. It don't make the hard times bad. And you find out who your friends are when you ain't got a dime. Quit trying to make the best of these hard times.
Thank you.
That was Paul Battle all by himself. And let's give him another hand.
Until it's over.
And welcome, meanwhile, from St. Petersburg, Bill and Charla Wassel. Bill and Charla have been performing together for over 10 years. Charla plays dulcimer and washboard, while Bill plays 12-string and steel guitar. Bill is an expert musical instrument repairman, and Charla is a news correspondent for St. Petersburg paper. Let's welcome them right this minute. Bill and Charla Wassel.
Charlie. Doesn't look right.
Love being here. We're going to do some different things for you tonight. I told my husband the other night that the only way we can be described is eclectic, and he asked what that is. So we're just going to do a whole bunch of different things and let you decide yourself what it is. Maybe you'll learn too.
Can you bring my guitar mic up just a little?
Take your pick.
We're going to do some dulcimer picking right now. This is a little something that we worked up a couple years ago. We started out with me being the dulcimer player in the family, and now we've got three dulcimer players in the family. We're going to introduce another one to you in a little while. They all go down. This is a round of mostly children and traditional folk tunes, and I'm sure you'll recognize them.
Normally we do this on a courting dulcimer, but I was lucky enough to find a buyer for my courting dulcimer, so tonight we'll play this on two individual instruments.
I can tell we're going to have a little bit of trouble with the mic here.
Thank you.
That's how you play Flatland Appalachian Mountain Dulcimer. I wonder if this mic comes out of here, does it? Okay, well, Bill's switching dulcimers here. I'm going to try to move this over, and the sound people are going to work around us for our last number. And we warn you, wake all your children up if they're 60 years old or if they're 6 years old, because we're going to do a children's song. But before, we're going to take time out for sort of an R-rated song. It's an Irish song, and most of them are R-rated. We'd like to dedicate this to the Florida legislators and the recent vote on ERA. Song called Johnny Be Fair, and I learned it off a Buffy St. Marie album. If I can get this to stand still, I have the feeling I'm going to have to run back and forth. There, we'll try this one. Can you hear me? Okay, how's that? Can you give me a C from the audience? Terrific. Johnny be good and Johnny be fair and wants me for to wed. Would have married Johnny, but my mother up and said, hate to tell your daughter what your mother never knew, but Johnny is a son of mine and so he's kin to you. Jimmy be good and Jimmy be fair and wants me for to wed. Would have married Jimmy, but my father up and said, hate to tell your daughter what your mother never knew, but Johnny too, Jimmy too, is a son of mine, and so he's kin to you. Willie be good and Willie be fair and wants me for to wed. Would have married Willie, but my father up and said, hate to tell your daughter what your mother never knew, but Willie too is a son of mine and so he's kin to you. Well, you never seen a girl as sad and lonesome as I was. The boys in town are all my kin, my father is the cause. If life should must continue, I will die a single miss. And so I'll go to mother and complain to her of this. Daughter, haven't I taught you to forgive and to forget? Your father may have sown his seed, but there's no need to fret. Your father may be father to all the boys in town, and still, he's not the one who sired you, so marry who you will. Now, my 7-year-old daughter wasn't listening to that, right? We'd like to especially dedicate this song to her. Her name is Chrysandra Mary Wassel, and this is a very special day for her. She's 7 years old today. This is her birthday. She'd like me to tell you all thank you very much for coming to her birthday party. This is a song that Pete Seeger has done for years and years. We don't do it his way because we can't remember how it goes on the album.
It's called The Folk Process.
It's called The Folk Process. It's a children's song for children of all ages.
Abby, yo, yo.
Time ago, in a faraway land, a peaceful people dwelt there. They lived in villages by farming and by taking care of cattle and sheep and all the things that good people do. But in that town, there were two people who didn't make their living by farming or by raising cattle or sheep. There was one who was a father, and he was a musician. And there was one who was his son, and he was a magician. Now, the father's favorite instrument in the whole world was the ukulele. He'd get up in the morning. First thing he'd do is pick his ukulele up and start strumming a tune. It would be ukulele for breakfast, ukulele for mid-morning snack, ukulele before and after lunch, ukulele for mid-afternoon snack, ukulele during all the townspeople's naps, ukulele at dinner, ukulele after dinner, a midnight ukulele play, and all through the hours of the night till the people in the town were putting their hands over their ears and they were saying, stop that ukulele. sleep. How many of you are camping this weekend?
Yeah.
You'll be repeating this refrain before the weekend's over, but you'll be saying banjo picker. I guarantee you. Now, the little boy, he wasn't quite so noisy. But he was a little bit tricky, like all of us like to be. He played with his magic wand day and night. And he liked doing that. That was great. There's only one thing, he liked to play tricks, and the people didn't like it. A farmer would be out in the field, and he'd be mowing and taking care of all of his crops. And he'd be very thirsty, and he'd go to their door, and he'd knock on the door. And he'd say, "Can I have a drink of water?" And the little boy would get an evil look in his eye, and he'd say, "Sure." And he'd run in, and he'd get his nice, cool glass of water. And behind his back, he'd have the magic wand. The farmer would be about to put that glass to his lips, that nice cold water, and the little boy would raise his hand, wave the magic wand, the glass would disappear, water all down the front. And someone would come over on Sunday to pass the time of day, and they'd sit down on the porch on the rocking chair, just about get ready to lay their old bones in there, and the little boy would come up behind him, raise his magic wand, the glass would disappear. Right on his fanny. The little boy went through all the town doing this. He'd go up to the local gas station. He'd raise his magic wand. All the gasoline would disappear. They called that a fuel shortage. And he'd go to the people after they got done working in the town's sole factory. They'd be going to the bank. They'd pick up their money. The little boy would come up behind, raise his magic wand. The paycheck would disappear. They called that inflation. Now, one day, the people had had enough. The boy with his magic wand and the father with his ukulele, and they got very angry. And they said, "Get out of this town! Leave us alone! Move to the outskirts of town! We don't want your music, and we don't want your fun and your magic tricks! Get out!" It was a sad day in the town. The people were happy, but the father and the little boy were very sad. They moved to a little hut on the outskirts of town. The father put his ukulele away where it got old and musty. The little boy put his magic wand away. There was no more fun for him. Then one day, a few years later, as the sun was beginning to crest, the people in the town heard an awful sound. They hadn't heard that sound for years and years, but they knew who it was. Way over in the other valley lived a terrible big man. They could hear him coming from miles around. And they all ran and they said, "Get under your beds, get in your closets and hide. You know who's coming?" "Who's coming, Chrissy?" Say it.
Abby Yo-Yo.
Now everybody ran and hid. And the father and the boy, they heard the people screaming, and they went out and they looked over the hill far and wide, and they saw him coming. They didn't even really have to see him coming. They could smell him coming. Abby Yo-Yo was not the most savory of creatures. He probably is going to smell a lot like you campers are going to smell on Monday. Because he never took a bath. His hair was long and greasy and matted. Because he never combed, brushed, or washed his hair. His teeth were long and green and slimy because he never brushed his teeth. And his fingernails were long and filthy because he never cleaned his fingernails. The people saw him coming and they ran and hid. And the boy at first said, Daddy, let's run and hide. Abby Yo-Yo's going to get us. And the father said, "No, son, that's not the way that you do these things. But I've got an idea. Run inside and break open the chest and get my ukulele at. And while you're at it, get your magic wand." Well, the little boy ran inside, and by the time he got back, Abby Yo-Yo had come over the hill and had grabbed up his father and was holding his father up in the air. And the little boy was scared, but the father said, "Don't be afraid." He said, "Abby Yo-Yo, if you'll just put me down, I'll do something for you."
"For me?"
"For you. I've written you a special song."
"A song for me?"
"A song for you. Now, not many people have a song written about them, and Abby Yo-Yo, as ugly as he was a very vain creature. So he put the father down, and the father began to slowly play his ukulele and sing this song. yo-yo. Abby yo-yo. Giant was a tall giant. He can't hear me. I'm only 5 feet tall. Chrissy, can you help me sing it?
Abby yo yo. Abby yo yo. Abby yo yo. Abby yo yo. Abby yo 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 yo.
Us. Can you hear us? We can't hear you. Do you think that maybe if you helped us sing that little song that the giant would hear us a little bit better? Let's have all the little boys and girls, even if you're 75 or 80 years old, and even if you're 2, help us sing the song. Abby yo-yo, Abby yo-yo, Abby yo-yo, 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 just like your mommy calls your daddy all the time.
Abby yo-yo.
Giant really dancing and spinning around if he's gonna do his little thing now. So we're gonna have to speed it up a little. You help us speed it up.
Abby yo yo. Abby yo yo.
Try to keep in time.
Abby yo yo. Abby yo yo. Abby yo 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 yo.
Once again.
Abby yo yo.
The giant fell smack on the ground, and when he did, the little boy did what? Tell me what he did. Raised his magic wand, and Abby Yo-Yo was gone. Now, just about that time, the people in the town saw what had happened, and they came running out, and they said, please forgive us for what we've done. Come back to town and bring your damn old ukulele and bring your magic wand with you. We'll never ask you to leave again. Because the people had learned a very important thing in life. That no matter what happens, there's 2 magic formulas. One is laughter, and the other one is music. And we hope that's why you're here this weekend. We'd like you to remember that wherever you are, sometimes boys and girls of all ages hear noises outside their rooms, and they see shadows on the wall, and they get afraid, and they want to put their head under their blankets. And when you do, we'd like you to sing this little refrain with us again so you'll remember what to sing.
Abby yo yo, Abby yo yo, Abby yo yo.
Thank you very much. If you're ever in St. Petersburg, stop by and see us.
Thank you for that unusual performance. Let's give them a great big hand. This next fella has been delighting Florida Folk Festival audiences since 1960, as near as we can figure, with his ability to spin a yarn, play a tune, or sing a song. Guess who?
I know who.
Gamble Rogers.
There is it. All right.
Well, bless your hearts for staying this long. I hear you.
How do you feel? Are you cold?
Oh, no, I'm warm too.
I'd like to get the Mr. Sound Man to please turn the little guitar mic up as loud as you go. Oh, all right.
You asked for it.
Okay, well, somewhere in that range, please, sir, and anything that sounds good to you, if you'll just go for art. Anything to make me sound better. Let me just play one for you on the guitar. I feel nostalgic tonight. Pick it, white trash. To see that evening sun go down. Ooh. I hate to see that sun go down. Because my baby done gone and left this town. Boogie. Well, this is a good old blues song that I learned up in Nacoochee Valley, Georgia, at an orgy. There were 462 of us in an Airstream trailer. Stuffed into that thing like anchovies in a pressure cooker. We were ideally situated for this salacious soiree. We were in the middle of a trailer park surrounded by 1,900 other identical Airstream trailers. which is a big blip on anybody's radar screen and a whole lot of metallic camouflage. But the local law outwitted us. They cleverly infiltrated the trailer park in an iron lung. Parked it right behind our Airstream trailer. All our neighbors thought it was a dinghy. They employed an Alabama search warrant to gain entry. Which is to say that the sheriff sent his deputy around to the back door. The sheriff knocked on the front door and the deputy hollered, "Come in!" They busted every mother's son. Everybody except Agamemnon Abramovich. But I'm getting ahead of my story. I ought to tell you why we were having the party in the first place. The party was being given in honor of a young woman who mystified us all. A young woman recently come to Nacoochie Valley named Narcissa Nunsuch. Called herself a community organizer. She blew into the valley in a Cadillac automobile pulling a U-Haul trailer full of food stamps. Wearing a locket around her neck containing microfilm copies of every federal grant and aid ever offered to the American citizenry by our government. Wearing those duck foot shoes and talking metric to people. We figured she was up to no good, wanted to shorten the range a little bit, see what she was up to. We had a party in her honor. Everybody was there. Agamemnon, Still Bill, Forklift Mary, everybody was there. Now, Still Bill, there's a case in point. He was used to taking his spirits out of a fruit jar. Wasn't used to these fancy alcoholic eclections that the caterers brought. Harvey Wallbangers, hurricanes, zombies, all those things. He had about four of each. When the law arrived, Bill was in supine splendor. The sheriff read everybody their rights. Bill overcame his comatose inclination for a moment, raised his head and said, "Sheriff, I got one question I'm going to ask you." Sheriff said, "What is that, you scrofulous drunkard?" Bill said, "Sheriff, does a lemon have legs?" The sheriff said, "Absolutely not, you fool. A lemon does not have legs." Bill said, "Sheriff, I'm terribly sorry. I just squeezed somebody's canary into my drink." A cabaret on the highway. You know the time is 10 till 2. A little waitress at my table. A pretty waitress at my table. She say, "What can I do for you?" "Oh, baby, I'm so lonely and my mind is ill at ease. I need a woman to love me. But if you cannot love me, then Jack Daniels, if you please." Whiskey and water. Whoa, whiskey and water. Yes, yes, yes. Here's to fear and pain and sorrow, Jack Daniels, if you please.
Sounded like it, but it didn't show yet.
I called on Miss Maggie Gentry You know I fell way down upon my knees. Maggie, darling, I need some loving. Wow, deep, deep down in my dark old soul, won't you set my mind at ease? And she said, lay your head down across my knees. I'm gonna kiss you and I'll caress you. Oh, but honey, there's just one little thing that I ask you for first. What's that now, mama? Jack Daniels, if you please. She liked it too. Whiskey and water. Whoa, whiskey and water. Here's to fear and pain and sorrow. Jack Daniels, if you please. I'd like to play you a tune on the guitar that I made up just a little while back. This is called Rosewood.